obviously see patches in the roof where we patched it in recent years. Our assessed value is at $438,500. Our neighbor that is right behind us, and I brought the pictures where you can see her clearly if you're in our backyard. Their lot size is 0.67 acres. She has an addition and a screen porch, and her assessed value is $380,000. So we are assessed at $68,500 higher than our neighbor who has a bigger lot. So that is why we're here. We're here to ask, again, the old system was inequitable. The tax bill should be uniform depending on the structures, the class of the type of houses, whether it's a single family, whether if it's a modular home, and the lot sizes. And we are assessed higher at a smaller lot than our neighbor. So that's why we're here, to find out why that assessment is what it is. Do you want me to give you the papers?
We have a lot of documents here. We have listings for 3089 West Mill Run, 30212, 30056, 29935 Radnor, 17088 J Way, 29930 Mill Run. We have 9 properties that you included. 10.
This was in the original that we brought to the meeting, if that's what you're speaking of, the original documentation.
Yes.
Which is from January 2022 to January 2024. Thank you. I appreciate that you have that. But when we were downstairs, the gentleman that we spoke to, who told us he was an appraiser, told us that these comps would not suffice. That's why he told us to come back with comps from 2021. He specifically stated, he recorded the conversation so you can listen to it, that I needed to bring him comps from 2021. That's what I've done here. And there are 11 comps here that I just stated from 2021, $328,000 to $375,000. Do you want me to hand you these? Again, I'm just going by what the guy downstairs told us to do.
Were these submitted prior to, were they part of what your hearing was with the referee? Because like the chairman
downstairs
said, we have quite a bit of information, which looks very similar to what I just at least saw on your first page there. If this wasn't included, it's not appropriate for you to submit that today. But if it is included and you want to provide copies, then you're welcome to do so.
Well, I would think it's appropriate since the guy downstairs that we had our meeting with told us to specifically do that. So you might need to take that up with him.
I can't speak to
what
the referee said.
He recorded the conversation on his cell phone.
I can't speak to what the referee said. I can only speak to
what
our rules.
What was the referee's name? Do you have his name?
I don't even know that, ma'am.
Well, I'll find out because I'll get his cell phone.
What I'm trying to say is our rules of procedure don't allow you to submit additional comparable sales.
I'm only doing what your referee said downstairs.
That weren't included in your sales app. Or in your appeal application, excuse me. So I'm just trying
have,
to.
I don't have an appeal application. We
well,
made a
we
phone
have,
call.
You definitely do because
definitely
we have it.
Yeah, we have it.
We sent it in.
I understand, but I'm saying to you, in that original one, I didn't include that, and he asked me to bring back comps from 2021.
Well, we have are the appeal or the comparable sales that you have had submitted.
What
initially.
I have right in front of me
there
is residential. Stats analysis detail report January 22 to January 24.
Which is outside of the comparable
sales.
Well,
not all of it.
Correct, which is why downstairs the referee stated to pull comps from 2021 and bring those to the hearing. I'm only doing what I was directed to do from downstairs.
Well, that's not incorrect either because that is part of the window where you're allowed to submit.
I'm only following directions. I apologize for following directions. You do have the 2022 to 2024.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We have.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we have. Great.
We have, like I said, at least 10.
Awesome.
Comparables.
Okay.
All right. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't know.
Okay. Assessments, do you have any cross-examination at this point?
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Then I'll open it to the board for questions.
Okay, so the one question that I have, so I see that your original assessment was, you have in the documentation, $463,400. It appears it's been lowered to $438,500. In the documentation that you provided, it asked the question, what do you consider to be the fair market value of your property as of July 1? That was left blank. So what do you, you're feeling it's overassessed. So what is your feeling as far as what the evaluation assessment should be based on your research that you've completed?
Right.
On the signature page, it says 370.
Oh, she wrote 370 on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I was going, I mean, I would even put, you could even say 380. I was going with what my neighbor's is. Again, I'm looking at, again, the reason why we're here is that it should be uniform according to lot sizes as well. The reason why there is a lawsuit that was brought in Delaware and the reason for the reassessment is the fact that there's disparities in our tax, you know, and the disparities in the tax system. And this is why there was a lawsuit brought. So my thing is, great, I agree with that. But now my property that is smaller, I have a smaller lot than my next door neighbor and I'm being assessed $108,000 higher. That's what our questioning was. How are we higher? So we appreciate the drop, but if I'm still a smaller lot with no additions on the back of my house, I'm still being assessed at $68,000 higher than somebody that lives 10 feet away from me with additions, a screen porch, and a bigger lot. So there's still a disparity between those, between our two lots. Okay, so I would say then it would have to be at least equal to what her assessment is, which her assessment, I thought it was 370. I checked it with her yesterday, it was 380, so I apologize. But it would have to be at least equal to that, if not less, because I have a smaller lot. So 380 is where, you know, I'll go high, I'll go 380 if you want me to be equal to her. I mean, she has a bigger lot and more she has an addition, but I'll meet that at 380 is where I think it would be fair.
Okay.
You said your neighbor, what neighbor do you say is larger? What's the address?
It's Old Griss. It is 16835 Old Griss Run.
Could I also bring up, however, in the application, it says not to cite other assessed values of other properties in your appeal. So the assessed value of other properties is not acceptable as evidence of overvaluation.
Why is that? Where does that say that? Is that in the title in the code that you can't cite?
It's on the application that you
submitted. I'm talking about Delaware law, Delaware code. Why would I not be able, if the lawsuit was brought because there are disparities in the tax bills, and that's why we have a reassessment of taxes, why am I not allowed to cite the disparity that's happening right now in front of you, that my lot is smaller, less additions, I don't have an addition, and I'm being assessed, I first started at $108,000 higher, and I'm $68,000 still higher, so there's a disparity right there. Why would I not be allowed to cite that? It's due process, it's Delaware law that I should be able to state to you that there's a disparity happening with the assessments. I mean, I apologize if I misread what I was allowed to not do and do. However, I'm asking you according to Delaware code, why would I not be allowed to say that if there was already a lawsuit which is causing the reassessments and we still have disparities in pricing, as I've been listening to all day today?
Unfortunately, we didn't make the rules.
Well, who made the rules?
The county.
Okay, where's the county? Who's representing the county right here who made the rule?
Well,
why are they not here to represent that rule?
The county
to defend
is here.
That rule,
we
okay.
Are. Yes, we came up with the rules, and our attorney reviewed the rules, and then the board voted to adopt the rules.
Okay. So I'm not allowed to bring evidence that there's a disparity in the tax assessments, which is the reason why we're even doing tax reassessments because of a lawsuit.
Ma'am, you're stating that, and that's very clear based on your testimony. As for what we can accept as evidence based on our rules of procedure.
Who can accept the evidence then, the Supreme Court?
Excuse me?
Who's going to accept the evidence then if you don't accept it?
We're accepting your evidence here today of these comparable sales that we requested.
Okay.
All the point, the only point Ms. Angel was making was based on the own application that you filled out where it says that those values, or that you can't use other folks' assessments as your evidence, which is largely your argument right now.
Okay, so no, that's just my, that's just a general statement because that's why we're here,
that's
correct?
That's fine, you're able to testify
Delaware
to that.
That's why Delaware is being reassessed. That's why everybody is standing here talking about their properties, right? It's almost like it's a false argument in a way because, you know, I wasn't given anything that Tyler did at my house, and no disrespect to Mr. Zuck, he might not have been the guy that walked the property, but whoever walked the property and whatever Mr. Zuck might have on his computer over there for me was not even given to me or anybody else.
I'll also just point out that on your application, you did not check the box that says, I request that assessment disclose witnesses and exhibits. So you didn't request evidence to be provided from the county.
And I'm gonna show you the email on my phone that I don't see the box.
I have it
but
right
again,
here.
I don't need to argue, we don't need to argue that point. We have the
let's
comps.
Let's get back to the
right,
subject.
Let's get back to we have the
so,
comps.
So, my original question was
right.
The address that you stated was smaller. Gristmill?
No, I'm smaller than Gristmill. Well, so, I do no, it, let's go back to what you do
hold
have.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm looking at what you submitted.
Okay.
Gristmill is 0.349 acres. Yours is 0.4232.
Which one are you looking at? That's a different old grist on this original one. That's 1.6, what does that say, 1.6? That's a different house.
1.668.
That's not the house behind me.
Then you didn't submit.
Okay, again.
Go by that.
Okay. That's a different old grist. That's not the lady that lived. That's not my neighbor, but okay. So if let's go back to what I did submit. So I submitted January 2022 to January 2024. And in the hearing, I even stated that these, at that time, the comps, even on this here,
are we not at questions?
These comps are
yes,
higher than
I was
than
about
our
to say, we're getting
value.
Quite into the weeds here, folks. This is the opportunity for the board to ask you questions, not necessarily for you to continue to testify, which is largely what's going on here.
We're
you haven't answered,
questions.
Been responsive to
question.
A question.
I asked you the question about the grist mill.
That's a different old grist mill. You're right.
We're done. My answer.
And I just said, let's go back to the comps that I do have.
No.
Well, it's
okay,
their opportunity
fine.
To
Thar,
ask you about that.
We're asking questions now.
Okay.
You get a rebuttal.
Okay. All right.
Any further questions from the board?
Is there anything, because we have a lot of paperwork, we do have a lot of paperwork here. Is there anything, any part of that paperwork that talks about your neighbor that's submitted to us?
Is there any part of this original paperwork?
Yes, the stuff we've been provided with.
No, I did not submit any of that at the hearing downstairs.
Okay.
Correct. Right. I only submitted the comps for January 2022 to January 2024.
Okay. Right. All right. All right. Thank you.
Can I ask a question now? The comps that you have that are within the time period that we're allowed to review, which takes us up to June 30th of 2023, of those comps prior, not the ones afterwards there, do you have any evidence to present that would actually indicate that those particular properties do not align with the assessment on your specific property?
I believe all of the comps align. That when you look at the comps that I did submit, that we did submit prior, yes, I gave detailed spreadsheets to the guy downstairs. You're calling him a referee? Is that the correct term?
Yes.
Okay. I gave him specific information on spreadsheets that state the square footage, that state the differences in the depreciation, that states the houses, the lots. I gave him all of that. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, but your test, you said they do align. They do or do not align? Because we're saying that your house is over-assessed relative to those properties. Could you give some testimony as to what you mean by that? Because obviously we're not the referee downstairs, so we're hearing this for the first time. Maybe pick one example out that says, hey, here's where...
I'll just go to this report if that's what we're at.
Just give you an example.
The very first one, West Mill Run for $370,000, that's comparable to my house. So that is, you know, the same of the bedrooms, the bathrooms.
I'm clear, because there's a lot of material here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was the specific address that was presented?
It's circled at the top.
389 West Mill.
389.
30089?
30089. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. And now the date of sale we're showing is 1/11/2024.
Which I was told I wasn't allowed to use.
It's outside of our bill.
He told me to bring back comps from 2021. This was the conversation downstairs.
And that's why I specifically said,
right.
Do you have an example in that time frame?
Right.
No, you don't have any example you could give me to actually look at within that time frame that...
Again, I submitted to you all these comps from 2022 to 2024.
Before given downstairs, but...
These were given downstairs.
That
he told me I could not use
that,
them, and that I needed to bring back 2021, is what he told me. He agreed that, again, you know, these comps on 2022 to 2024, right, the average medium sale there is $425,000, okay? As you can see, that $426,000, you can see that. So that's why we were here the first time with these comps. $425,000 was less than, our assessed value was higher than the average comp for 2022 to 24. Okay, so that's why we had the first meeting. He stated to me that I couldn't use these comps, that I had to come back with 2021, which is what I did today. I followed directions. I came back with comps from 2021, but you're telling me I can't submit them. Right.
Any further questions from the board?
No, thank you.
I'm lost. Oh. Time for assessments to present their evidence.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the appellant's application, the referee hearing, assessment staff offered a stipulation agreement. It brought the assessed value of the parcel to $438,500. The appellant did not accept that value. I will turn it over to our witness from Tyler Technologies, Mr. Ryan Zuck, to support the value.
Thank you. We looked at properties within the subject's development, Overbrook Shores, and we looked at similar style homes as the subject. We have a total of 29 sales that have conveyed that are deemed to be valid sales between January 1 of 21 to June 30th of 23. They range from 2,500 square feet all the way down to 1,288 square feet. The subject property is 2,016 square feet. So they are on the larger side compared to the sales within that area noted. They have a value per square foot currently at $227.08 per square foot. Looking at the comparable sales between 1,900 up to, 2,200 square feet, we have a total of six of them. They range from 364 all the way up to 490,500. The first one is 16868 Old Grist Run. That sold on 7/27/22, 455,000. Time adjusted 490. It is 2,156 square feet. Price per square foot, $227.27. Second one, 17047 Holly Drive. That sold on 6/6/22 for 473. Time adjusted up to 512,700, 2,148 square feet. At time adjusted price, $238.69. Comparable three, 16838 Orchard Way. That sold on 1/30/23, $450,000. Time adjusted up to 465.3. It is 2,106 square feet at $220.94 per square foot. Comparable 4/16963 Lily Pad Drive. That sold on 6/9/22, $490,500. Time adjusted up to 5/31/7. It is 2,096 square feet. Sold at $253.67 per square foot. 30303 Green Valley Run. That sold on 11/1/21 for $432,000. Time adjusted up to 491.2. It is 1,980 square feet. Sold time adjusted at 248.08 per square foot. 16889 Jay's Way. That sold on 5/20/21 for 364. Time adjusted up to 431. It is 1,972 per square foot. Adjusted value, $218.56 per square foot. The subject is at $227.08 per square foot. We think they're justified, valued correctly based on the sales. Thank you.
Now you may cross-examine Mr. Zuck.
Thank you.
Questions?
Yeah. Mr. Zuck, can you tell me what neighborhood Orchard Way is located in?
We have them all in Over Brookshires.
Orchard Way is not a street in Over Brookshires. Can you give me the house number again?
It is 16838 Orchards Way.
Okay, thank you.
Would you like the parcel number?
No, I just need the address. My second question would be, read that to me. What's that number? You did not use
17088 Jay's Way.
17088 Jay's Way. That's a two-story house that sold within your time frame. It's two stories, three bedrooms, two and a half baths. It has an addition on it that actually has another upstairs that has an apartment on it as well. So it's a two-story house with a separate apartment that sold for $424,900. How come that comp wasn't used from the neighborhood?
We used same style home ranches as the subject property.
But this is a bigger house with an apartment that is a lesser comp. So why wasn't that considered? It's in my neighborhood and you use one that's
because
outside.
We're looking at similar style. We want to do our best to compare apples to apples.
Okay, and can you again give your methodology or the mathematical equation that you're using for time adjustments or depreciation?
Well, the depreciation is based on the year built. That is based on the sales that we extract out of the system. We build our models. We look at land value first, and then we look at new construction, because new construction has no depreciation. So if we know what the total sale price is, and we can subtract out the land, we're left with the building value. And we begin building depreciation models based off of the sales from that.
And can you supply that to me on email?
No, we do not provide our documentation like that.
How come you don't provide your documentation?
There's nothing taking anybody here from opening up a mass appraisal company and taking that and using that.
So, okay. So, and again, how are you doing the time adjustments? Because I think you just explained the depreciation model. How are you doing the time adjustments? Because I've heard numerous people today ask you how you're doing the time adjustments, and you just kept saying plus and minus.
Yep.
So how are you doing the time adjustments?
So we look at time adjustments, and we look at sales from 2021 to 2022. Are property values increasing or decreasing? We look at sales from 2022 to 2023. And then we look at sales from the beginning of 2023 to the middle of 2023 to June 30th. We look at all of the sales. We look at different areas. We look at the weighted average, the standard deviation, the median, the coefficient of dispersion, and the PRD. And those stats will allow us to time adjust.
Okay.
And they're all supported by the sales.
Okay. So you stated you had, what was it, 20-some homes? But you're not going to supply all those comps, is that correct?
The comps were submitted to the county within the spreadsheet.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yep, so, and just one more question. So did you, so the assessment that you do have of the property, you're not supplying to the property owners either, is that correct?
Sorry.
Do you have a copy of my assessment that you did perform, or whomever did come out and perform it?
We have a copy of the PRC that is available to you, if you would like that. You can request that through the assessment office.
Okay.
That will give you your data, characteristics, and valuation.
So what is a PRC?
That is a property record card.
Okay, so a property record card isn't something that can be used for an appraisal or evaluation. A property record card is just used for, right, the tax purposes. So where is the actual assessment that you that Tyler Technologies performed?
It is based within the models that we created that are supported by the sales.
Okay, and where is that report? Do you have that report that you can provide?
It is,
that
I can request? It is within,
not a property card, but the actual assessment.
It is
assessment.
Within the system that the county holds.
Okay, and where can I request the actual assessment that you did, that Tyler Technologies did?
Well, you would have
did?
To talk to the county. They will
the
provide
county.
You that information.
What is that email or phone number that I need to talk to? Can you provide that? How do I get the assessment from the county?
You can go on our website. Email is there.
What email would that be?
You can email me directly if you would like.
Okay. Okay. Email you directly for the assessment? You would, okay, great, thank you. I don't have any further questions.
Okay.
For.
Then I'll open it to the board for questions for Mr. Zuck.
No, thank you.
No, we're asking you questions.
Oh, I apologize.
No questions? Now's your opportunity to rebut what Mr. Zuck said.
Sure. Well, you know, in my rebuttal, I'm just going to state that I do believe that the assessment should be provided to the property owner so that we would have a little bit more information in front of us. We are doing our due diligence on providing comps. We did do that. With the spreadsheets, we gave numerous documentation to the referee downstairs, who again told us to come back with comps from 2021. Also to Tyler Technologies, you know, again, we were told that Tyler Technologies walked the property, and that was it. That's why I'm asking for the assessment, because I feel like as if I have to come in here with all of my comps, then, you know, Tyler Technologies should be supplying theirs as well so that we could actually look at that. So that's just my rebuttal. And again, the old system, the reason why we're here is because of a lawsuit, right? There were significant disparities within the property taxes in the state of Delaware. It needs to be uniform. I came with evidence that's showing that it's not uniform. You're not allowing me to submit that at this moment. That's fine, I respect that. Many people today have been asking for his methodology. I also feel like there's a conflict of interest here. They are the company that Delaware contracted to do these assessments. I don't think that the company that they contracted, Delaware contracted, should actually be hearing the appeals, because there is a vested financial interest here that I feel is a conflict of interest as well. And I'm just, again, just trying to provide documentation, as is everybody else that is here that is bringing in appraisers. I'm not sure what your backgrounds are, and I mean no disrespect to any of you, but an appraiser has to go to school for 75 hours first and foremost to get a trainee license, and then they have to go through 2 to 3 years of training with an assessed, with an appraiser. And again, I mean no disrespect to anybody sitting on this board. I'm not sure what your backgrounds are. That's why I asked who I was coming in front of, just to understand who's in front of me making decisions on our property. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you listening to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Does assessment have any cross-examination on the appellant's rebuttal?
We do not.
Do you have any further closing comments?
No.
Assessments, closing comments?
We do not, Mr. Chairman.
Then I entertain a motion to close the record on this hearing.
I will make the motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to close the record. Ms. Godwin and Ms. Warner, we will vote on that motion. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Warner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. The record is closed for this hearing. If any member of the board feels that the appellant has not met the burden of proof with the information provided in the appeal and the record, they may make a motion to deny the appeal. Or if a board member feels the appellant has met the burden of proof, we would need a motion to approve the appeal. I will entertain a motion.
I will make a motion to deny both the comps provided by the appellant and the comps provided by Mr. Tyler, prove that the assessment falls in line with those comps.
I second to dismiss the appeal based on the lack of relevant comps to support the appeal and the backup that Tyler Technologies provided.
I have a motion by Ms. Godwin and a second by Ms. Angel to deny the appeal. We will vote on that motion. Ms. Godwin?
Yes, for reasons stated.
Ms. Warner?
I vote aye to dismiss the appeal based on the comps provided by the appellant. They fall without outside of the range.
Ms. Angel?
Aye, for reasons stated.
Mr. O'Rourke?
I will also vote aye as reviewing the valuations for similar properties on the comps provided by both the appellant and by the county appear to be in line at $227 per square foot.
And chair votes in favor of the denial based on the testimony and the record of both the county's witness and the appellants. So although your appeal is denied, you do have the right to judicial review in Superior Court.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next hearing is for Carolyn Nest. Is that correct? Nest?
Nesty.
Nesty? And
you guys are not starving.
No.
No, you're hungry, no. Probably.
Sorry, I just have to read this for the record.
Sure.
Carolyn Nesty for parcel 334-18.00-645.00 for property at 34126 Caitlin's Corner, Lewis, Delaware. This is your opportunity to present your testimony. However, you're limited to documentation and evidence that was included in your appeal application. You have 15 minutes.
You want me to say the truth?
Yeah, sure. Do you swear that the evidence you show given this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Thank Keeler?
You. I do.
Mr. Zuck?
I do.
Been a long morning.
I know. I've been here all of it. All righty. I just want to make one point. I know you hopefully have what I sent in my application. Mm-hmm. And that first briefly discussed the reason for appeal. I made a typo there on the size of our home. It should be 2060, like 2060, not 2460, just because he'll come up later on here, so I want to make sure that I did mention that. Alrighty, so I did request from our realtor an MLS listing of sales for Hart's Landing, which is our community, and from 2021-22 and up to June of 2023. He sent us a listing. There were a total of 12 properties that were sold during that time range. I asked him a couple of questions of what should I be looking at. He said, just make sure you have things are close to the size of your home and it comes to the size of the land, and also, you know, bedrooms and bathrooms. And, you know, it's a cookie cutter kind of community, so everybody pretty much has the same kind of homes and sizes. I mean, some are larger. Ours was actually one of the smaller ones in that community. So I did gave you guys compatibles. And looking at the compatibles, I'm not sure if you want me to mention each of them or since you have them there. I can tell you that compatible number one that I chose was a three-bedroom, also two-bathroom home with, what was the size on that one? Somewhere in there. Anyway, oh, 2,182. I also, just to make a side comment, I also noticed that there's quite a discrepancy between the property search websites when you look at home sizes with the MLS sizes. So that I believe that Tyler Industries probably or Technologies or whatever you guys are called, I'm sorry, did look at properly the property search sites for the county rather than what the MLS and the actual size of their homes are. We have been in this community since 2018, so we have been privy to a lot of these houses and sizes. Therefore, we know that the MLS sizing or square footage is probably closer to what they really are. But just to make that point, that I know that Tyler probably was looking at the county size for those homes. Anyway, so I went through, look at the compatibles on number one. Number two, which is, and they all have pretty much the same size land. Which is also a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, and number three, which is a four-bedroom, two-bathroom home. They all have, you know, attached garages and pretty much will look the same. Some are, two of them are ranchers. One of these ones, I think, is a contemporary. When I did the average of the square footage per home, which is somewhere here that I came up with, I'm getting a little lost here. I think, oh, okay, I have it at the beginning, actually, that's why. So when I did the average pricing per square foot of this comparable, the three of them, I came up with $224.78. I times that to the actual size of our home per this site. Really, if you look at the, what do they call it, property car, you will see the developer size of our home when it was first built, which is 1,892 square feet. We did the addition, which actually also included, that addition included the sunroom that we had back there, but I figure, let me not get into the nitty details of all that. So the addition was 648 square feet. So that the addition of that and the original one came up to the 2,040 square feet that I mentioned at the beginning. So when I did the average and all that of the three comparables at $224.78 per square foot, that times that towards the 2040, and that's where I came out with that price of $458,551. I realized that there is the price adjustments. I was really trying to figure out how that is done and what percent they use or whatever it is. It was quite a difference, really, in those price adjustments. I know there's no real formula I could look at to compare. I did not really receive information from the assessment that was done by the county until 2 days ago when I finally said, how are they coming up with this pricing? And I was sent an Excel sheet. I did, as you guys probably know, the first price or total assessed value that was given to our home was $620,000. We did get that down to $583,000, but I still thought that was quite high. So you know how I came up with my value. I did finally, when I received the information 2 days ago from the assessment, county assessment, and I'm not sure what the Excel sheet had some information. It didn't really tell me exactly what was what, but I did look at it. I don't know if I should discuss that now or should I let Tyler Technology speak first as to how they came up with the value. I can do it now if you want me to.
Well, you have to ask him questions.
Okay, but All right, because I did like an analysis of what they sent and came up with that square price per square feet from what they gave me. I don't know if I should do.
Same, you can do it.
Mention it now.
You can do it now.
That way
sure.
You guys can get out of here too.
Don't worry about us.
So is that that Excel sheet had like the ranchers and then like Cape Cod and then Contemporary or something like that was the third one. So I looked at the four ranchers that were sold during the time period that you guys were looking for. When I did the average on the square footage pricing per square foot, I came up with $248.06, looking at the pricing that was on that Excel sheet, which came up with a value for a home when I times that times 2040 of $506,000, which is still quite under the last value I was given of $583,000. There were other properties there. I did averages of everything to come up with different pricing, but I guess I can wait on that. I think that's all I have for now for you guys.
Okay.
Did I go too fast?
Nope. let's see. Does assessments have any cross-examination?
We do not, Mr. Chairman.
Then I'll open the floor to the board for questions.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Nesbitt, your testimony is that your actual square footage of your dwelling is 2060, not 2460?
It's 2040, not 2060. I believe when you're on the site, the search property site, it says 2060, but it's really 2040. But I mean, it's
all right, well, you get 20,
20 square feet is not like a huge.
In your statement, there was the addition in the original, and that's
yes.
Got me a little confused there. Let me go back to your actual statement and the application.
Yeah, the original was 1,892 square feet. The addition was 648 square feet. So when you add those two, even though, like I said, the 648 square feet, that did have within that an existing sunroom. That was a four-season sunroom, like a real place. But I didn't want to go into like trying to figure out how much I was and deduct and all that. It would have been
all right, because again, well, if I do the math, right, so ultimately 1,892 was the original square footage?
Yes.
Okay, that's almost 1,900. I'm trying to do a quick math in my head. But if you add 648 to that, mm-hmm. you get closer to 2,460 than you do 20. That's where I'm getting a discrepancy.
I get closer to what? I'm sorry.
If you add 650 to 1,900 square foot, you get closer to 24 than you do 20. That's if you're only at 1,892, that's only 1,000 or 100 and some odd feet less than 2040. So that's why I got a discrepancy on your square footage. 1,892 plus 648 gets, I'm trying to get it out of my head real quick. I think it gets us close to 2,440, doesn't it?
It's actually 2,540 when you add 1,892.
So then deducted that sunroom and all that and then put it here. But we can stay with the 2060 the county have at this point because that's, I still did a lot of my math on the 2060 or 2060 that the county has on their site. And I still came out with doing the average of square, you know, pricing per square foot and all that. I still coming down to the closer to the 500 value rather than 583.
And the reason I ask is it doesn't make a difference if we finally uh-huh. rationalize what the square footage value is, and then we add it by the square footage, you're going to end up with a much higher price mm-hmm. than you calculated.
I must have deducted and not even do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't want to mess that up too much. Back to where am I going to now?
Do you have the square footage for your second and third comps that you presented? 34106 Caitlin's Corner?
Why don't I have that there? Let me see. I think I have something back here that has it. I do have it on this sheet here. According to the MLS,
mm-hmm.
They have 2,300.
Okay.
And they say that the price per square foot of that house was $233.91. That's how they sold it.
And do you have the square footage for 34075 Treadwell?
Yes, according to this guy, it's another 2,300.
Okay, thank you.
And they have that, I don't know if you needed the, they sold it $245.65.
Okay.
Per square foot.
Any other questions from the board? Now I'll open up to assessments to present their evidence.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the appellant's application and the referee hearing, the assessment staff offered a stipulation agreement that brought the assessed value of the parcel to $571,300. The appellant did not accept. I will turn it over to our witness from Tyler Technologies, Mr. Ryan Zuck, to support the value.
Thank you. So we did look at comparables within the subject's development. Comparable number one that we used, 34106 Caitlin's Way, built 2009, 1,966 square feet, sold on November 15th of 22, $538,000 at $273.65 per square foot. Time adjusted up to 563,800 at $286.78 per square foot. That property actually resold again on 12/30/24 for $553,000. Comparable two, 34087 Treadwell Circle, built 2009, 2,258 square feet. That property sold on 5/19/21 for $469, $207.71 per square foot. Time adjusted up to $555,300 at $245.93 time adjusted square foot. That property also resold on 9/24/24 for $521,000. Comparable three, 34075 Treadwell Circle, also built 2009, sold on 2/6/2023, 1,960 square feet at $565,000. $288.27 per square foot. Time adjusted up to $580,300 at $296.07 per square foot. And the last comparable sold 2653 Annandale Drive.
Annandale.
Mm-hmm. I apologize. Thank you. Sold 2009, 2,508 square feet, bigger home. Sold on 9/1/2022, $608,500, $242.62 per square foot. Time adjusted up to $646,800 at $257.89 per square foot. We did not consider the Cape Cods and the conventionals. We wanted to compare apples to apples using the ranches. So using those comparable stated, we have a per square foot sale price median of $258.14, time adjusted up to $272.33. The subject property is currently valued at $232.24 per square foot. So I know the subject recently had an addition put on, going back stated here 2021, cost $97,200. Based on a 28 by 20 addition, 560 square feet. So the 892, what the property owner stated initially, plus the 560, gives us a square footage of 2452. We currently have on file 2460. So I have no reason not to believe the square footage is accurate. And I think the value is, you know, $40 less per square foot than the median price of the other ranches. Thank you.
Do you have any cross-examination for Mr. Zuck?
Yeah, I just have a couple questions. So when I looked at your Excel sheet, and I did see that you have, you know, the price per square foot of each of the sales, the four homes that you're speaking of, and I came up with an average. I think you had the average at the bottom there somewhere. It was 248. No, actually, I did the math myself. That's what it was. And I said, well, that's funny because the average I'm coming up with is $248.06. For example, the one in Caitlin's Corner, you say that it sold for $538,000. If you divide that by the 1966, I don't have something in front of me to do math right now.
I'm showing that comes out to $273.65 per square foot on that particular property, ma'am.
I had 253. That's what I'm trying to figure out. How did I come up with this 253? Unless somebody has a calculator on them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't do it in my head. So when I did that, like I'm saying, when I did the math, I came up with 253. So I started looking at each of the properties and doing it myself rather than looking at your sheet. Because I wasn't sure if your sheet was looking at even those properties that were highlighted in there in yellow.
It was not taking that into account.
Okay.
I was just noting that they resold, but we did not take that into our analysis for valuation.
Okay. So if I guess you, the number that you're using then is 272.33, $272,000 and 33 cents per square feet.
Comparable one sold for $273.65 per square foot. Comparable two sold for $207.71 per square foot.
Yeah.
Comparable three, $288.27 per square foot. And number four, $242.62 per square foot. The average of them for comparable sales stated comes out to $253.06 per square foot.
Okay, so when you multiply that by 2,060, which is what's on the site from our property.
And how do you, what site are you referring to, ma'am?
The property search for Sussex County, where you put your per sale number or your address, and it comes with information for that property. And it gives you the size of the home in there, the square footage.
I'm showing it is the 2460.
2460?
Yep, 2460, ma'am.
That's what it is. All right, so when you multiply 2460, but I didn't see 2460.
That's actually going to make your assessed value higher at $622,000.
So you have the site that I'm speaking of in front of you right now?
I do not. I use my system.
Okay, that's maybe your system is showing something different than the Sussex County.
You're talking about the public access website,
yes,
ma'am.
When I go into my address there and all that, it says square footage, 2,060. So that's probably why my numbers are getting worse and worse when it comes to numbers. So I don't know if you have access to that site. Or...
I have it right here that says 2,460.
God, I must be looking at the wrong address.
I actually looked at the sketch of your home.
Yeah,
that has
I saw that is cute. Okay, so you, I guess, multiply then for, and that's how you came out with
Well,
what final number did you come out with there?
If we took the average times your square footage, your assessed value would be $622,532, rounded down to $622,500. We are stating the property value should only be
$571,000, I think was the last one.
$571,300.
Okay. Because that was the last one. I think somebody sent me that in an email. It wasn't even like a regular thing they had sent in the past. So if I guess I should accept that then, since I guess I had the wrong numbers going. All righty then. Well, now you can go to lunch. So that $571,300, would that be something that is already on the site that I keep going into that you were in?
Yes.
Does it have that? It should be reflective of that.
$571,300?
In your profile, yes, when you pull it up, absolutely.
All righty.
Yes.
So then we all agree, you see? Aren't you glad you had me last? All righty.
Therefore.
I feel like I'm in church here. In a bad Baptist church.
Should we go further or did?
No, I'm good.
You
want
to withdraw?
Yeah.
Okay.
She said that 571 is already there, so.
It's already here.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Can I have a motion to accept her withdrawal?
I'll make a motion to accept her withdrawal.
Second. I have a motion for Ms. Godwin and a second for Ms. Angel to accept the appellant's withdrawal. And we will vote. Ms. Godwin.
Yes.
Ms. Warner.
Yes.
Ms. Angel.
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Thank you very much.
You guys have a good lunch. You got a half hour left.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks. Okay. Our last hearing is for Rita Pistorio.
She's not appearing.
I realize that. For property at 38170 Robinson's Drive, Unit 4, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, parcel 334-20.09-46.00-4. I'm aware the appellant is not present, doesn't plan to be present.
Everyone's leaving.
From that, the board will make their decision on the evidence presented on the appellant's application. Therefore, at this time, if a member of the board believes the appellant has not presented competent evidence of substantial overvaluation, they may present a motion to deny the appeal and state their reasons. If a board member believes the appellant has presented competent evidence of overvaluation, they may request the assessment, present their evidence in support of the assessment record.
I will make a motion to deny. I do not feel that the appellant has provided sufficient information to support their appeal.
I have a motion. Is there a second? No second? And the motion fails. Is there a motion to approve the application?
There's no motion.
I can make a motion, right? Yeah.
I will make I will make a motion to deny the appeal.
You're all seconding the motion.
Seconding the emotion. The motion.
The emotion.
I know. I always say that.
Second my motion.
Because I don't feel that the appellant supported the $400,000 fair market value that they're seeking.
I have a motion and a second to deny the appeal. We will vote on that motion. Ms. Godwin.
Yes, for reasons already stated.
Ms. Warner.
I vote to deny based on the comps that was provided that aren't quite in alignment with what the assessment is currently.
Ms. Angel.
Aye, for reasons stated.
Mr. O'Rourke.
I will also vote aye, as the comparables do not support a different fair market value for the property.
And the chair votes no. I do believe the appellant has presented comparables demonstrating overvaluation. Therefore, the motion passes 5-1. The
4-1.
Yeah.
Probably math issues today.
Yeah. 4-1, the motion is denied. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Godwin, a second by Ms. Angel to adjourn. Ms. Godwin.
Yes.
Ms. Warner.
Aye.
Ms. Angel.
Aye.
Mr. O'Rourke.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The meeting is adjourned.